Hi, handsome. Come on in. Angel is upstairs getting ready for your date, so we have a little time to kill. You can come sit with me for a bit if you like. Let's chat. So you and her have been going out for what, like 3, 4 months now? Wow. Yeah, time flies. Seems like just yesterday she was heading off to college and bringing home some cute guy she couldn't stop talking about. And I have to say, I'm really glad she met you. Like, you're kind and funny, sweet, and just as handsome as she said. Not to mention patient, because a lot of guys wouldn't be so, I guess, patient with her. Well, you know what I mean. I'm saying second base is nice and all, but we both know that sooner or later every guy gets that itch, you know. Try to steal third or slide into home, I guess. Guess because they love a good sliding box. Yeah, sorry with all the baseball references. But there's no need to be embarrassed. Like, it's totally fine. What do you mean, how did I know? Well, she and I have been pretty much on our own, like, for a long time. Her deadbeat dad ghosted me as soon as he realized I was pregnant, and just realized that he had, I don't know, like he had better options or whatever, but I was pregnant. It's just been us girls ever since, so we basically talk about everything. Yeah, everything. Wow, I didn't think I could make someone blush as hard as you did. But it's okay, like, just take some deep breaths. Yeah, just there you go. You good? Great. Listen, you need to be a lot less shy if you're gonna be around our family. That's kind of part of what I wanted to talk to you about. Because, like I said, I got pregnant super young, and she knows how hard that can be being a single young mom. People just, I don't know, they treat you like you're damaged goods. Even the ones that are nice sometimes still can't help but judge you, like unwed young mother, weird stereotypes and religious shit like that. But it's hard to get people to change. And hell, I'm much older now, and she's college age, and I still have family that thinks of me as some dumb kid that messed up. And that's why we both think it's best if she just stays a virgin until she meets someone she could see herself with for the long run. And who wants the same? Like, having the same kind of ideals and dreams and stuff like that. And someone good that's could, support her. But, and I think that guy might be you. Like, I'm hoping. Most guys she's dated leave a few weeks after realizing she's actually serious about the no sex thing. And you really do seem to be an exceptional guy, but I know a young, virile young man has basic, let's say, animalistic type of needs, and abstinence can put a strain on a relationship, even if it's unintentional. So I would like to propose an arrangement. Yeah, so while you're dating her, as long as you respect her commitment to her abstinence, I can provide you with the relief. Sexually, of course. Yeah, I actually am serious. Really. Like, anytime you two have a date, just come over a little early and I'll relieve some of that masculine energy with a quick blowjob so you can be with my girl without feeling so pent up. Wow. See, this is exactly what I like about you. I just offered you a free pass to unlimited BJs, and the first thing you think about is her feelings. Like, most guys would not look a gift MILF in the mouth. But since you asked, yes, she knows. We talked, and we both think that this is an amazing arrangement for everyone, really. Like, the two of you get to keep on being cute and do cute couple things. Romantic dinners, picnics in the park, long walks on the beach. You get the idea. Like, there's no pressure real or imagined for the two of you to have sex. Like, she knows you're not just trying to get in her pants, and you know that you won't go home with blue balls at the end of the night. And best of all, it's not even cheating. You're not trying to date me or vice versa. What we do will be no more personal than going to the doctor for a checkup, really, except I'll be the one opening my mouth and saying, ah. And we actually figured that oral was the best method of relief for you because you're probably already masturbating, so sitting there and getting jerked off isn't a big step up. And we also decided that actual sex between you and me would probably be going a little too far, maybe. So, not that it's 100% off the table, but it shouldn't be necessary. And okay, so I know it might feel awkward at first. Honestly, I don't even want you to think of me as your girlfriend's mom. For the purpose of our little checkups, I'm barely even a person. Yeah, I want you to think of me as your own little personal sex toy. Just a warm, wet hole you can use to satisfy your masculine needs. I can see you're already feeling a bit needy already. Yeah. Don't get shy of me now, mister. You've got nothing to be embarrassed about, so you could stop trying to hide the fact that you have a hard-on. I can tell there's a lot of blood flowing somewhere beside your brain right now. But I know you haven't already forgotten that the whole point of this little chat is that both your girlfriend and I think that you desperately need to get your cock sucked, and this seems like the perfect time to get started. So let's get these jeans out of the way and, you know, we can see what we're working with. Yeah, let me take this belt off. Yeah. Yeah, that works. Zipper. Wow, your zipper sounds weird. But I like it. It's like a little plastic sound or whatever. Oh, hello. I'm sorry, just admiring the goods. And you know, I'll be blunt. You have a very nice cock. Yeah, it's a damn good thing I'm going to be taking care of this beast from now on, because this is the kind of dick that gets a girl's ankles over a guy's shoulders. Yeah, and it's throbbing in my hand already. You know, I assume that the twitching means that you're enjoying yourself, yeah? And that's a nice stream of pre-cum. It's definitely a good sign. And what if I kiss it? Yeah. Do you like having a hot MILF on her knees in front of you? Kissing this beautiful cock of yours, every delicious inch from the base to the tip, and licking my way back up. Yeah. So are you ready for my mouth? Yeah, I thought so. It's been a long time since I've had a dick this nice and large to play with in these balls of yours. So big and heavy and very full, huh? I can practically smell all of the cum you have stored in these, baby. Just waiting to be sucked out. And you're really hanging in there, aren't you? Are you having fun? Well, good, because I know I am. Mm. getting giddy. I'm getting high worshiping this amazing, perfectly hard throbbing cock here in front of me. And these balls of yours, baby. Mm-hmm. So delicious. What do you mean, what am I doing down here? Besides sucking your cock in on your balls, baby, is that what you're worried about what I'm doing? Oh, you mean with my hand under my skirt? I didn't think you'd notice that part. Well, I mean, what do you think I'm doing, big guy? I'm feeling your rock hard cock in my mouth, and it's getting me all hot and bothered. And there's no rule against me giving myself a little pleasure while you get yours, right? I mean, you shouldn't be too selfish when it comes to this, right? Wouldn't you think that I would be aroused hearing the little moans and whimpers that come out of your mouth while I just sit here on my knees and suck this cock? You don't think my pussy's gonna get wet and drip? Well, yeah, it's gonna happen. So don't be selfish, baby. And don't forget, this is about protecting my sweet angel from this powerful, throbbing, mouth-watering piece of meat that you have here, baby. Uh-huh. You know, as fun as this is, I don't think we're really achieving our goal. Because the point is to get all your base animal urges out. And I don't think that's going to happen if all you do is just sit there getting your cock sucked. I mean, look at you. Your whole body is just as stiff as a board. And you got your hands at your sides. And this will not do. So if this is going to work, I'm going to need you to be a bit more active here, baby. You're supposed to use me to get relief. So you need to actually fucking use me. And what I mean is, I want you to grab my hair, yeah, like that. Stick your fat cock down my throat. Yeah, down my throat, baby. And fuck my face. Yeah, grab my hair like that. That's it. That's the fucking animal I was looking for, baby. Use my mouth, baby. Yeah. No, don't stop. The tears mean you're doing it right, baby. I can't let my little girl get her pretty face fucked like this. She couldn't take it anyway. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna make myself come with your perfect cock in my mouth, baby. Do you want to come with me? I want you to, actually. It's not a question. So do it. Empty your balls down my throat, baby, and just fucking come for me. Come down my throat, coat my fucking tongue. Yeah. Come on. Fuck. I haven't been face fucked like that in, well, I don't think ever really. There was so much cum you shot out, like just a lot. I almost couldn't swallow all of it. And I assume you've been jerking off like crazy since I know you and her haven't done anything. Have you also been abstaining, like even masturbating? No. God damn. Hold up. Your cock is still fucking hard. Are you kidding me? Wait. So if you have been masturbating, when was the last time you came? This morning. That's bullshit. I'm calling bullshit because that had to be at least a week's worth of buildup that I just swallowed. And it sure felt that way going down. And your cock is still fucking hard. Yeah. Damn. I can see this is going to require some drastic measures, possibly. Maybe. I'm saying I didn't count on my daughter bringing home an insatiable cum factory with the nicest cock I ever. Look, I don't know if blowjobs are going to cut it with this monster that you're carrying between your legs. I think I need to fuck you. Yeah, I said you're gonna need to fuck me. Look, don't get hung up on who said what. Like, it doesn't matter. The point is, that still throbbing, cum-dripping rod is a cherry-popping machine, and I'm not letting it in the same room with my innocent little girl until I am certain that it's been completely fucking drained. Yeah. I don't know. Fucking you might work. Maybe another blowjob might work. Maybe we should do this. We could, do a nice little BJ. Do you want another one? Do you want to fuck my throat again, baby? I don't mind. I thought I could fuck you, but I think I might just want to suck your cock again. And this time, make sure it goes all the way down my fucking throat. And you could even put some on my face if you like. I think you like that idea, though. Don't you? What? No, it's very simple, baby. I'm going to get back down here on my knees like this. Yeah. And I want you to cum your brains out until that erection goes away. And then you and my girl can go and hold hands in the park or whatever. But yes, we've discussed this. Remember, I told you that she wants you fully satisfied before your date. And we've got the green light to really do whatever. I thought fucking you might work, but I think maybe one more BJ. And then we might build up to some fucking, maybe. That's if you think you can take it, baby. And I'm going to do whatever is necessary to put that beast to sleep. And I'm saying it's very necessary that you fuck the shit out of my throat and come all over my tongue, baby. Yeah. So we can make this happen, right? So, alright, come here. Let me do. So grab hold of it. Ooh. So fucking hard. I can feel it throbbing between my fucking fingers, baby. Yeah, let me just taste it again. Oh, easy, big guy. Just take it easy for now, okay? Yeah. I know it's so fucking sensitive, isn't it, baby? Yes, okay. Now, like we did before, baby, just start pumping and fucking my throat, man. Hey, don't be gentle with me, okay? I'm not some timid little virgin. I can fucking take it. Okay? Yeah, I can fucking take it, baby. So just grab my hair like you did before and fuck my fucking throat, baby. Yeah. You know what? Let's try something else. I'm going to lay down on the sofa, okay? Would that be easier? Yeah, it's nice. It's big and deep, so it's enough for us to get the position. That'll work. Okay? So I want you to fuck my throat, and if you want, don't neglect my tits, baby, okay? You can play with my nipples and all the things, but I need you to fuck my throat, baby, okay? Yeah, and you can even hold my arms, like, above my head and hold my wrist down and just fuck my throat the way you want to use it, like your own little personal fleshlight, baby. Yeah. I mean, I know you're not used to a grown, full-figured woman, but use all of me to your ability, at least for now. Yeah. So come on, baby. Mm-hmm. Of course, baby. You ready? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You came over here all pent up thinking about my sweet angel, and now all that lust you're feeling for her, you're gonna take it out on me. And we're gonna do this every week, before and after every date night, okay? And maybe in between. Please, whenever you want. I'm yours to use anytime you need to empty those big heavy balls, baby. Your own free use fuck toy. My mouth. And we'll move to my pussy. And maybe we can even move to my ass if you like. Because my body is yours any way you want to use it to keep that big, beautiful cock of yours satisfied. Okay? As long as you give it all to me and not to her. Now, my daughter doesn't have to touch this dick of yours, you got that? She doesn't see it, she doesn't touch it, and she damn sure doesn't taste it, okay? Not until I say it's okay. So until then, your gorgeous cock and all that cum is for me. Yeah. No. Fuck my face, baby. You ready to come, baby? Give it all to me, come on. Right here. All over my fucking tongue. You ready? Oh, wow. Oh my god. I can't believe how much you still had in you. Fuck, it's like my god, it's running down my chin. Oh fuck. You love getting the green light to just shoot your load all over me and inside of me, huh, baby? Well, at least down my throat. It's like your brain just shut off and your cock just took over completely. And see, that's the point of this whole thing. That dumb, horny, masculine animal instinct I'm just trying to protect my daughter from. Yeah, so, now go get cleaned up. You still got a date tonight, baby, so. We're done, baby. You can come downstairs when you're ready, Angel. Oh, he's all ready for you, sweetie. Oh, can you grab me that towel? Thank you. Thank you so much. This young man of yours left quite the big load inside of me. Well, I swallowed all of it, baby. And there's still some coming out, but of course, you probably heard most of that from up in your room, didn't you? Yeah, I'll try to keep it down next time. And you guys are such a few, you're just such a cute fucking couple. Well, go have fun at the movies, but not too much fucking fun. And, young man, I expect her home by at least midnight. Oh, and if you do want, you know, to have some fun after the date, that's fine. Just, let them know, Angel, my room is upstairs and to the left. Have fun, you too.